I'm going to do the sermon today to quit your appetite on how to, if you're not hearing from God, how you can hear from God. And then I'll be doing two or three Wednesday night services to teach you how to hear from God. After prayer and research, I've come to the conclusion that God talks to us daily, all the time, but we don't have them hearing aids turned on. And they're turned off and we're blocking it out. Many people want to hear from God, but they just say, well, I can't hear from him. It doesn't do any good for God to speak to me unless you believe in that he can talk to you. The devil hangs around us and has these little demons running around and tells us that we can't hear from God. And he's there at night and day, and we can't hear from God. Expect him to speak to you. If you don't expect him to speak to you, he won't. John 14:26 says that he will teach us all things and will bring to our remembrance things God has taught us. God wants to speak to us about the good plan he has for our life. I'm going to read Hebrews 1:1-2. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. So the Bible tells us that God's going to speak to us. We just need to be open to his speaking. Hearing from God is a good plan for our lives. To enjoy our life, if we hear from God and let God lead us, our lives will be more enjoyable. Listening to him is your decision. No one can make you do it. God doesn't force us to choose his will, but he does everything he can to encourage us to say yes to his ways. The Bible tells us this so we won't lose our way. Listening to God and being led by the Holy Spirit is very exciting. God wants to speak to us about his plan and his life for our lives. His plan is a good plan, but if we're in danger of missing it if we don't learn how to listen to him. God speaks to us in a lot of different ways. They include, but are not limited to, and I'm going to read this because I don't have all of them memorized. His word, nature, people, circumstances, peace, wisdom, supernatural, invention, dreams, visions, and what we call the inner witness. The inner witness is best described as knowing deep inside. He also speaks what the Bible calls a still small voice, which I believe is the inner witness. God also speaks through our conscience, our desires, and an audible voice. Hearing the audible voice of God is rare for most people and non-existent for many. I have never heard the actual audible voice from God, but I've been close to it, very close, twice. I'm going to share those experiences with you. Some of you have heard one of them, but I don't think very many have heard the second one. Years ago, when I surrendered to the ministry, God had placed it on my heart that I needed to have an ordination. Now, being ordained doesn't make you a better Christian, make you any better. It only opens doors for you to minister and gives you opportunities that you can minister better if you have an ordination, because people know that different people have, your church has set you aside, that you do know the word. I was coming home down the interstate. And God had been 3 years I had struggled with this. Coming from a Baptist background, I had an issue with trying to be a female pastor. Enough said about that. But I was coming down the interstate and I said, God, if you want me to be ordained, you need to send me to somebody or take this away from me. I can't take it anymore. And all at once, it was just almost like God said to me, like I'm talking to you, go see and he gave me a pastor's name, and some of you may know him. It was Larry Sparks. That's a former Southern Baptist preacher. I went to him and was ordained 3 months later. So God talked to me almost in an audible voice, and it scared me. So now, you know, after that one experience, I'm looking for another one. The other one is, most of you know, with struggles we've had with Bill's health the last 2 years. You know, a year ago he was diagnosed with ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, which gives you a year, 18 months to 2 years lifespan. We went through terrible, terrible struggles. But we've not lost our faith. I've got a little upset with God, but not really angry. And it's okay if you get angry with God sometimes. When a death happens, we do get angry because there's a stage we go through. But Bill doesn't like to see me cry. It upsets him, as most spouses don't want to see their spouses cry. If you've been to our house, I'd go out to the barn and I'd scream to the Lord. God, you're going to have to tell me what to do. I can't do this by myself. Well, this went on for several months. I was in the house one day in the middle of the hall running the sweeper. And God said, it's not the ALS. It's statins, which is cholesterol medicine. And so, not to go into all the details, but the testing and everything we've gone through. And if you want to know about it, we'll talk to you about it at another time. But since then, God told me that it wasn't the ALS. Whatever else it is, we can handle. So since then, I have been at peace with God. And people say, how did you go through this uncertainty? I said, I don't have uncertainty about it. I know what God told me. Another way that God speaks to me is through a thought. I get a thought in my head and I think, okay, if you get a thought in your head and it says go out here and knock somebody in the head or shoot them, test it. You know that's not from God. Go back. If he says, go buy somebody a meal, go take somebody some food, go take somebody and get them some gas, that's from God. That's a good thing. You know it's God talking to you. And the scripture says that we are to test, that we can test him. So I get these thoughts, and then until I act on these thoughts, I don't have any peace. I get peace, and the more that you listen to God, and I've learned this over the years, and talking to these graduates, the college graduates, they're getting ready to really go in the workforce, so some of the high school. 50 years from now, you're going to be where I am. Don't have any regrets. Do your life. Make your plans, but make them with God and listen to what God says. And the only time that Bill and I ever got in trouble in 54 years with our marriage is when we weren't listening to God and we weren't living for God. God has spoken to me through other people. I've been here back several months now, and I've not done a sermon. But I've had people come up to me and say, when are you going to preach? Well, you know, God's telling me that I'm supposed to do that, but through those people. So be aware, be awake, and be expecting God to talk to you. You never know what way he's going to do it. In Matthew, it tells us that he knows even the hairs on our head. Doesn't it stand to reason that if he knows the hairs on our head and our days, that we're important enough that he's going to talk to us? Hearing God throughout the day has become pretty natural for me because I get thoughts and I get things that I need to do. Sometimes you hear from God through a telephone call. I received a telephone call Friday morning that I was needed at the hospital. That was God sending that message. Spent the day with a lovely young woman, 38 years old, that went to be with the Lord Friday evening. We will be having her memorial service here Saturday evening at 1 o'clock, and I'll be doing it. We never know how young or how old we're going to be when God decides it's time. And once you start acting on the things that God tells you to do, He will give you more things to do. And those thoughts will get stronger as you go and He talks. Talking has always been, never been a problem for me, because I can just rattle and go on, as most of you know. But learning to sit and be still. And in Psalms it says to be still and listen to the Lord. So that was one of the hardest things that I had to do when I became a chaplain, was to learn how to listen to people. So I try to listen to people, and it makes my listening to God better. I know this is probably short. Y'all probably won't mind that it's a short sermon. But those that are going to be baptized, you may come forward now. And in closing, I want to ask you a couple of questions. And then we're going to have the prayer counselors come up. And if you need prayer or anything. Has God told you something to do this week that you did not do? Has He gave a thought in your head that you needed to send somebody a card, you needed to make a phone call, you need to apologize to somebody for hurting their feelings? Then you need to do it. Have you encouraged someone? Has God told you to go and encourage someone? Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your day. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your blessings. We ask You to be with each one here this morning. And if they've heard from God and they need to make a decision, we ask that they do this. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.